Have you often wondered what process we go through to match tutors with your children, and also what happens in tutoring sessions? If you have, then this episode is for you. Welcome back to Breakaway Tuition's podcast. We are at episode 17. And like I said in the introduction, I'm going to talk to you about what actually happens in tutoring sessions for this episode. My name is Alicia Griffiths. I'm the owner of Breakaway Tuition. We have a tutoring centre in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales, and we are also extending our services online as well. I have been doing this now, I think we're in our fifth year. I've lost track of time. But in that time, I have experienced a huge growth in our business, or in my business, and what we have been providing for the community. So a little bit about how I actually started. When I started tutoring, it was term two of 2016, and I had just set it up for myself. So it was just myself tutoring, and I actually started by tutoring both like English and math students, but also music. So I also tutored piano and guitar as well, just to try and get a client base behind me to begin with. And then in August of that year, we opened our first centre in Barrel. So I was really fortunate that I was offered the opportunity to open in Barrel. It just meant that we could see what would happen with the tutoring centre. And by the end of term three, I had three other tutors on board with me, and they each only had one student each. So obviously from that point, we're now across in Mittagong. We have this really beautiful office in Mittagong, and we now have 15 tutors on board. So it's been a really huge process for me, not just learning how to navigate business myself and all of the complexities that go into that, but also in navigating employing people and employing the right tutors and placing tutors with the right students as well. So I know that I get a lot of parents call up, and a lot of the time they've never experienced tutoring before, and they're not quite sure on how the tutoring sessions work and what we actually do. So obviously, like I've just said, I have 15 tutors, which is quite a large number of people that come in and work for me here at Breakaway Tuition. And those tutors all come from different backgrounds, vast range of different experiences, but all of them are fantastic tutors. It has been a process though, and it has been a really big process on my behalf to find the tutors that match what I'm trying to provide and give to our community here at Breakaway Tuition. I have hired the wrong people, and the wrong people often in the past. I have had a range of issues and difficulties with a number of tutors, and I have learnt a lot in that process as well. So along the way, I have refined my process in what I'm looking for in a tutor and who I need to be working with us here at Breakaway Tuition, so that we're now at the point we are now. So when you book in with me, that's just like a little bit of background, but when you book in with me, I'm looking through 15 different tutors to determine which one I think will work best with your child. So a lot of the time we have parents, and when they are giving me any information that they need for tutoring, and I ask them what types of things they need help with, sometimes we just get really, really generic responses like just English and just maths. And while that's great, I do need to know a lot more information than something so generic. So if you call me up and I start asking you a whole range of different questions, as in what specific things has your child been struggling with, what year are they in, what school do they attend, have you had any other difficulties with their learning previously, all of those questions to help me get a really clear picture of what is happening for your child, and also a really clear picture of who will be the best tutor for me to place with your child. So when I get really generic information, sometimes I don't actually place your child with the right tutor because you haven't actually given me enough information to go off. So that's something to keep in mind when you are signing up for tutoring or you are inquiring about tutoring services, that all of those questions that you might feel perhaps are a little bit evasive and perhaps you are unsure of why I might be asking those questions, they're simply to help me get a really clear picture of what's been going on so that we can place them with the correct tutor. The other thing that I want you to be thinking about is that the process we go through with initial sessions is quite different depending on what year your child is. So if you are signing up with a primary school student, your initial The initial session will always be an assessment. And that assessment will be run in the very first session to give us a really clear picture of what's going on. So where's your child struggling, what things they're struggling with, and where we would be going to for tutoring following that session. Now, these assessments are created by my tutors. So we are in the process of creating standard assessments, but I do find sometimes standardized assessments miss bits and pieces. And by allowing my tutors to pick the assessments that work best for them and work best for their students, it allows them to tailor what they're trying to do the best they can to their own teaching processes too. So some things to think about in terms of assessment. We will generally, post-COVID times, we would have a really detailed chat with the parent to begin with. We do ask you to bring in your reports and any additional information with you to that initial session as well. And then the tutor will run the assessment. At the end of that assessment, they will have some information to let you know about how your child went and where they're at. Now, if your child is coming in for mathematics, then the assessment might be a combination of a whole range of different things. So it might be a whole range of concrete tasks where your child is actually using manipulatives, so like counters and dice and things, to show what skills they have in terms of that. And if we are looking at things like if they understand what the question is asking of them, then the tutor might actually read the mathematics question out for them to see if they understand the mathematics that needs to go behind to answer that question. So the reason why we do that is obviously if you're booking in for mathematics, then we're not really looking at reading as the issue. And we just want to make sure that the child knows what mathematical steps they need to go through to answer the question. In English sessions, they do run a little bit differently. It will be a combination of all different things. So our usual things will be spelling, reading and comprehension. We might get them to read out loud to see what their fluency is like and where their reading skills lie. So if they are having trouble with pronouncing words, with phonics, all of those different types of things. And then we will always do a writing component as well to see how your child is progressing with their writing. So if though you only identify one of those areas, if you just say reading and comprehension is the issue your child is struggling with, then we're not going to run a full assessment unless you ask us to, and we'll just be assessing that one thing that you have said is an issue. Along with the initial assessment, sometimes we might ask, and we do ask on our information form, if we can contact your child's teacher at school. And the reason for that is sometimes your child's teacher will be able to give us a little bit more detailed information about where they think your child needs assistance with as well. We've been trying to get partnerships with schools and other professionals along the years so that we can try and make sure that we're providing the best tutoring possible for your child. Now, that's just an overview of an assessment for primary school, and our high school assessments come out to look a little bit different. So in junior high school, so year 7 and 8 in particular, sometimes your child might not actually know what they're struggling with either. So in that case, we will actually run a pretty detailed assessment across the subject areas you've asked for help with to get an idea of where they're sitting in terms of their year group. For year 9 and 10, students are generally pretty aware of where they're struggling, so we'll always start with a conversation and try and build rapport with your child. Rapport is really, really important in tutoring sessions because it can actually make or break a tutoring session. And we obviously need really good rapport for your child to want to come to tutoring and to continue to want to come to tutoring too. So though getting to know you and getting to know your child is really important, particularly for our older students. And once your child in year 9 or 10 has identified specifically what they think they're struggling with a lot, then we'll do a mini assessment based on that. So if it is writing creative stories, then we'll do an assessment based on creative stories. If it is doing persuasive writing or understanding what to put in essays, then we'll try and find a topic that they can demonstrate to us where they're struggling so that we can then come up with our tutoring plan from that. If it's a particular maths topic, then we can go directly to that maths topic and so on and so forth. And then in year 11 and 12, it is a bit different again. Again, rapport is really, really important in year 10, 11 and 12. And students by that stage will know exactly where they need help with, and they'll actually be able to tell us exactly what they're struggling with, which helps us a lot. It takes a lot of the guesswork out of our job sometimes, which is great. And we'll go directly to the thing that they're struggling with to start with and do an assessment just to see where they're sitting at and what things they really want to be working on as well. I have a lot of parents sometimes that ask if we actually do programs or set programs. I've had a parent before say that they didn't like our program, but I just wanted to make it really clear that we don't actually have programs. There's no set way that we tutor, and there's no set program that we tutor to. And I have done that very deliberately on purpose, because every single tutor tutors completely differently. And while there are a lot of really great programs out there for their specific purposes, I find that one program is never going to do everything that you want it to do. And so I'd prefer us to be working in a fluid or a more fluid way rather than a rigid program. And so we take tutoring and we take skills and things that we're developing from a whole range of different sources rather than just one source. And my tutors put all of those different things together. So realistically, for the child who didn't like the program that we were working on, well, perhaps it was the tutor. And if that happens, then you can always chat to me about finding another tutor as well. So on top of that, I just find that if I allow my tutors to teach the way that they teach best, then we're able to really connect with our students and with their learning abilities too. So what they enjoy doing, the way that they learn best, we can actually tailor our information to. Okay, so that's a whole lot, really big sigh. That's a whole lot of information so far that I have given you about our beginning sessions and what we do. So the other thing that I want you to be thinking about is that when you get in touch with us and you're looking for some tutoring assistance, sometimes it can take up to a week for me to get back to you regarding our availabilities. So again, we have 15 different tutors at the moment. We are continuously looking at hiring new tutors because we're pretty fully booked at the moment, and it's quite hard for us to fit additional students in. So sometimes we do need a little bit of extra time so that we can rearrange some students or double check with our tutors if they're available on other days. And there's a lot of back and forth between myself and my tutors behind the scenes as well. And so a lot of that back and forth is not just about what their availabilities are looking at like at the moment, but also by passing information on about our students anonymously. about what you're looking for, then our tutors can let me know whether they're confident in taking on these students or not. So the matching process isn't really like strictly straightforward. There's a whole lot of things that go into play into who I think will work best with a child as well. And like I said at the beginning, we really want to make sure that we're matching with the correct tutor. So at the end of the first session, if your child feels like they didn't click with the tutor and that that tutoring session wasn't exactly what they were looking for, I really do encourage parents, rather than just pull their children out straight away, to actually give me a call and have a detailed chat with me about what things their child struggled with in the session, so that I can then try and place your child with another tutor. I have 15 tutors, so I do have options there, and we can swap and change tutors when necessary and if necessary. And I would much prefer for parents to be having that detailed conversation with me about what issues their child felt they had during the tutoring session, so that I can address those on a business perspective, a management perspective, and an owner's perspective. And that will also allow me to make sure that I'm training my tutors properly and that I'm matching my students properly as well. So there's nothing worse for me than having a parent at the end of the first session just pull their kid out straight away and just say that's not what we're looking for, particularly if we haven't received much information about what you were looking for in the first place. It just makes me feel like I haven't been given the opportunity to help you and your family as much as I would have liked to be given that opportunity. And of course, all the feedback that we receive, it helps us to fix and change what we're doing. What are we doing well? What are we struggling with? And how can I actually fix those things that are working within the center? And I think that is really, really super important. You might find that your child doesn't click with three different tutors, but they click with the fourth one. And sometimes it is a process of just going through some different tutors and different tutoring styles for your child to feel the find the person that they feel really comfortable with. And then the results that you will get from your tutoring sessions will be huge. So we also like to make sure that we're keeping in touch with our parents along the way. At the moment with COVID, it's hard for us to keep that conversation going. Tutors will go out the front to have a chat with you when you're picking your kids up and let you quickly know what they've done. If you do need to have a more detailed chat with either your child's tutor or myself, you can always call us and make an appointment, and we can actually sit down and go through everything in a bit more detail. We also always make sure that we're providing you with feedback. We have reports that are now going out semester-wise, so that you also have some written information on what your child has been working on in sessions. And we also like to try and keep in touch, like I said before, with other professionals that might be working with your child, as well as your child's school teacher, so that we can have a really holistic view of what your child is working on and how they're going in all facets, so that we can continue to work together to get the best results. We can make results happen, but it does take time for those results to happen. I've had some parents before ask if we would be able to change a child's skills within a term. And realistically, unless it is a really small skill that you're trying to improve, one term isn't really enough time. We can definitely give your child more confidence in a term, and we can definitely see improvements within a term, but realistically you do need to book in for tutoring for at least 6 months, and for some children a year or more, depending on what skills they really are needing help with. We try our hardest to make sure that we're continually seeing students move forward, and my tutors will actually contact me if they feel like their children or their students aren't moving forward, and they'll have that discussion with me as to whether we try and find another tutor for parents as well. The other thing, the very last thing I want you to be thinking about when you're signing up for tutoring, is that sometimes there is actually a need for us to swap your child's tutor for whatever reason. Unfortunately, at times, tutors need to drop out, sometimes midterm if there are family issues. We do ask tutors to let us know at the end of every term if they'll continue for the next term. And tutors are contracted to work with me for at least a whole term. But sometimes we do have issues occur and we need to place your child with another tutor, sometimes midterm or sometimes into a following term. If your child has been going okay with tutoring, then it's all fine to pull them out and see how they go at school. That's not a problem at all. But if your child is really still struggling, I always suggest for families to give the new tutor a go. Even if it's one session, at the end of the first session, you'll generally know how your child feels with that tutor and if they think that they'll work well with them. And so the tutor will know as well. So I always encourage that you give the new tutor at least 1 week to get to know your child and to put together what they're going to be working on as well, so that your child can have some continuation in tutoring as well. The biggest changes for us come at the end of the year, where we do have tutors move on to various other things, and that's where we might have a few changes and things happen with our timetables. But we always inform our parents and we try our hardest to make sure that we can place your children as quickly as possible with the new tutor who will work with them well. So, that was a pretty big episode. I didn't think that it would actually be that long, but I just wanted to give you a really clear rundown of what we actually do in tutoring sessions and the process that we go through. That's the process that we go through here at Breakaway Tuition. I know that there's lots of other tutoring centres that do things a little bit differently, but every centre will be different. You just need to have a think about what goals you are wanting for your child to get out of the tutoring session, and make sure that you're clearly letting the new tutor or the tutoring center know exactly what you're wanting out of your sessions to get the most out of your sessions. We always suggest that tutoring in the tutoring center is the best option, although we have a few students that do in-home tutoring and we are doing online tutoring now as well. We just find face-to-face is better for connection, so we can actually make a better connection with students being face-to-face. And being in a centre, even though there are other students in here being tutored as well, it actually gets rid of a lot of distractions that I have personally found and that I know other tutors find in in-home tutoring as well. It does help us with professionalism. It does help us with making sure that your child is safe as well. And we always put those things at the forefront of everything that we do. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I really would love to hear what you thought about it and what your opinions are on your experiences with tutoring. Always make sure that you provide me with as much feedback as you possibly can, because that's the only way that we can continue to improve our services. You've been listening to the Breakaway Tuitions podcast with Alicia Griffiths. Hope you have a wonderful day.